Now, the body of Press TV's correspondent Serena Shim, who was killed in a car crash in Turkey, has returned to her children in her home country of Lebanon. Serena Shim's funeral is scheduled to be held on Wednesday afternoon. Shim was killed when her car collided with a heavy vehicle in southern Turkey. She and her camerawoman were returning from a report scene in the village of Suruç. Serena was a brave journalist who covered reports for Press TV in Lebanon, Iraq, Turkey, and Ukraine. She was married and had two children. Let's now speak to our correspondent in Beirut, Lamis Qaroot, who joins us via Skype. Lamis, it's obviously an emotional time for Serena's family, for us, who are her colleagues. Just walk us through about the proceedings.
Yes, definitely very, very, very emotional, too much pain. We do know her body has arrived just as we speak to Beirut International Airport here in the Lebanese capital. Her family, as well as some members from the Press TV Beirut Bureau, have headed to the airport to receive the body. Her body is going directly from the airport to a hospital in Beirut near her hometown in Birjel Barajne. From there, the family in the morning is going to continue to acceptance condolence at the house, at Serena's house. As you noted, today, 4 p.m. Beirut time, the funeral is going to take place. The funeral is going to take place in her hometown named Birjel Barajne, and that is in the Dahi suburbs here in Beirut. After the funeral, the family is going to continue to accept condolences. They're going to have yet another memorial service that's going to take place at Serena's father's house. I actually headed out to one of the memorial services a few days ago. Just so heartbreaking. Her family is so shocked, as us all, we're all shocked as well. She has two little kids who don't know anything yet. Of course, they don't know that mommy has passed away. They're still promised that mommy's coming back next week to visit them. So it's really such an emotional time for her family. I mean, for us all, and we're all still in utter shock, if you want, and definitely her family. I mean, her father was speechless. He really had no words to tell us other than, my daughter is a resistance fighter who died for the truth. It's so shocking, really. It's so shocking for us all.
Right, Lemus, as you mentioned, you met her family, her children specifically, who are just too young right now to even comprehend the loss that we're all suffering right now with Serena's death. But she has also become a symbol, not in just the world of journalism, but I'm sure in Lebanon as well.
Yes, definitely, 100%. That's one thing actually her family said. They said, you know, maybe her death is a little suspicious or a little fishy, but they say at the same time, she really, she made us proud and she gave dignity to the family. You know, she's someone who left so much behind for this job. You know, she left her family, she left her kids, she left her house, she left her country. You know, when she went to all these dangerous places, these war zones, if you want, to really give the name of the truth. And yes, of course, lots of TV stations in Beirut as well were so upset when they found out the news, because she was also well known here amongst journalists in Beirut too. So it's just really a sad scene, and may God bless her soul.
May God indeed. And Lamis, as we speak to you, and throughout, ever since Serena's death's news broke out, we've been receiving condolence messages and solidarity from our viewers as well, who were following Serena when she was reporting from, be it from Beirut, be it from Damascus, or from Donetsk, or the Syrian-Turkey border. It is quite huge to see the way these emotions are pouring out from people across the world.
Yes, definitely, 100%, definitely, because at the same time, you know, the message that she sent out in the message of truth, and, you know, it's very hard to find true journalism today in just her scenario. You know, half the time, her family lived here in Beirut while, or I'm speaking about her husband and her kids, while she was still abroad. So She was really such a brave woman, and she gave up so much for her job. And anyone, I honestly don't know Serena too well. I only met her a few times because when I started at Beirut's Bureau, she was already doing corresponding outside Beirut's Bureau. But I do know of her, and I used to always hear stuff about her. And she was someone that really was willing to give up so much for her work and so much for her field work. And she really, you could tell she was so passionate about her career and she really loved her career. And I think that also, that's really also what made so many people like her. And when so many people here in Lebanon also found out about her death, they were just so devastated because many say she had such a bright future. You know, she was so young and she was able to accomplish all those things. I mean, really, only God knows what was in store for her for, you know, in the future, but may God
Indeed.
bless her soul.
Indeed, Serena was the type of person, the type of colleague who left a huge places in our hearts, even for those who did not meet her directly. Our correspondent Lamis Karut reporting from Beirut as Serena's body arrives in her home country. Lamis, thank you very much.